I have to confess something. I hate showering. I mean, I do it regularly, but the whole thing can feel like a slog. However, I do look forward to hair wash day now because my new hair routine, Care of Sacred, makes it an experience.
Sacred delivers transformative care for all hair types and smells unlike any other shampoo or shower product I've smelled before. And we've smelled a lot.
For a total reset, I start with Sacred's clarifying shampoo and scalp scrub, which gently exfoliates and removes product buildup from your scalp and hair with a refreshing blend of oils and extracts.
The fragrance has notes of tea tree, lemon, rosemary, peppermint, my favorite, and also has musk and clove, my other favorite.
I follow up with Sacred's hydrating shampoo for a gorgeous cleanse that leaves hair visibly nourished and restores moisture and manageability with Sacred's signature Temple Oud fragrance.
Temple Oud has notes of bergamot, neroli, a spice blend, violet leaves, night-blooming jasmine, Mediterranean lavender, Haitian vetiver, oud, Australian sandalwood, and warm musk.
Other than smelling fantastic, Sacred's hair products are legitimately good. We've used the whole range, including the moisture-sealing lotion on damp hair that makes my waves so defined and shiny, and I'm a fan of the restoring hair and edge drops, just like everyone else.
Especially me. We want you to have the same Sacred experience, and we're making it a little easier with code SMELL20 to enjoy 20% off the clarifying shampoo and scalp scrub and the hydrating shampoo at sacred.com.
That is SMELL20.
Now your wash days can smell just as good as ours.
Returned.
You ask me if I'm ready, and I say yes while being completely not ready at all.
You're like plugging your shit in.
Headphones not on, mic not adjusted. Yeah, girl, I'm good to go. Welcome back to Smell You Later. Your skin looks so good. This podcast about sable skin.
Dude, it's the fucking Say Tinted Moisturizer.
Everything I've been saying and preaching and saying and praying.
Every time you're like, oh my God, your skin looks so good. I'm like, it's the Say.
This is a Say podcast.
It is. Say, come out with a fragrance.
Let us lead it.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
They invited me to their offices.
I want to be invited to their office.
You were also invited. Care of me.
This is the second time that someone has invited me to an event via Tynan being like, does Sable want to come? And you're like, ask her.
Okay, well, to be fair, one, I think I'm quicker on email.
You are.
And I'm also quicker to go to anything.
True.
And two... Okay, like,
but was it through the brand or was it through their PR?
It was through Shane from the brand, their educator.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense if it's like a one-on-one friend thing.
Yeah. But to be fair, though, they use me to get you to the events.
Yeah, they do. And it works.
Yeah. But then when I show up to the events, the first thing I get is, where's Sable? And I'm like, fuck me then.
Well, hello to you too.
Literally. Damn, okay.
You're supposed to be a pair.
It's really like that, huh? It's funny, actually. So Sable is just in LA, and I do want to give you the floor to discuss that. But I think I told you this. You saw our friend Steph Stone quite a bit. Steph Stone, who I love.
Friend
and
of the
like,
pod.
I'm going to be totally transparent. Like the actual real severe jealousy that I had.
Dude, let's go.
I know.
Let's go to LA.
But it's so funny because like you and I feel like do sort of similar things career-wise and have been parallel. And it's always cheering each other on. You know, like with the book, I was like, go Sable. With the fragrance, I was like, yes, girl. I saw one pic of you and Steph, and I was like, fuck that bitch for real. I hate her.
She's dead to me.
I closed my phone and just like sighed. I was like, okay, get it together. How was LA?
It was so nice. I was only there for a few days.
You were there for a while. 5 days?
Yeah, like 5 days.
That's a good trip.
It's a good amount to not have an agenda.
Sure.
And just to see a bunch of friends that I wanted to see and catch up, which was great. And I didn't have a car, so it was a lot of Ubering everywhere.
Yeah.
So expensive.
So expensive.
Oh my God. But also like it is a little bit more walkable than people say it is.
Oh, absolutely.
I was staying in Atwater and I walked to Silver Lake and everyone's like, that's insane. And I was like, this is 15 minutes.
Yeah.
This is a 15-minute walk. On paved roads.
And it's LA. It's like sunny and 75. Yes, like, what's the problem?
The weather was actually perfect. I do think if it was a heat wave in the summer, that would not be tenable.
Yeah.
But it was sunny and warm enough that you could walk around in a t-shirt, but then not too hot that you couldn't have like a little sweatshirt tied around your waist. Ugh, it was perfect.
Perfect weather. I love that.
Yeah, it was so pretty. And I was like sitting in a park. And I was like, wow, I can hear birds, several kinds of birds, and not just honking and someone yelling at their boyfriend. Wow, this is so peaceful.
Yeah.
I get it now, except for the driving. Everything in LA is amazing, except for the driving. Y'all got to figure it out with your buses, with your, I think they have a subway sort of
situation. It's just like downtown, though, I think.
Ugh, fuck downtown.
I know.
But I was like, if this city had public transportation, it would be it.
But then you got the big one coming.
Oh, that's true.
So
everyone says that. I'm like, okay.
The one time in the last 2 years I went to LA and we had a 4.0 earthquake in New York.
Oh, like, that's right. I remember. Well, you were like, I hope my perfumes are okay.
Yeah. And they were. I guess to circle back, I did not go to the Say offices because I went to Seattle, but the invitation is still open. So okay, we're coming.
I know someone on their team, but she's based in LA. She's also like a makeup educator.
Oh, Shane's coming to our event this week.
Oh, yay. Amazing. The face you just made.
I'm just like, don't forget about that.
Yeah. It did creep up. It did creep up. So we're a co-hosting event with Imaginary Authors who will be in town. They're like relaunching a limited edition scent.
Yeah. They haven't exactly announced this, but by the time this is out, it'll be old news. And if it's not, they didn't tell us to not say it. So yeah, they're coming to town. I think they recently just started working with PR. Mm-hmm. So they're just sort of trying to, I don't really think it's a relaunch. They're just trying to sort of make a bigger splash in New York and get some FaceTime with editors. Obviously, it's a very good tool to sort of get your name out there, is just have some face-to-face time. So they asked us to co-host because we are fans of the brand. And it was, again, another really easy, immediate yes, because we have been writing with them for a while. Yeah. So really excited. You got the
Their discovery set.
Cool.
I've been sniffing through it.
Yeah. So we're very excited about that. We would tell you to come, but it is invite only. Sorry.
Yeah. Also, by the time this comes out, will have been over. So
it'll have gone swimmingly. So we're excited to recap that.
Yeah.
We also were lucky enough to co-host Arabelle Sicardi's book talk.
Yeah, that was really
fun. For the launch of their book.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Books Are Magic and Dumbo, or wherever the hell it was.
It was Brooklyn Heights.
Sure.
Which I always forget about. But then every time I'm there, I'm like, wow, this neighborhood's so cute.
It was so cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was reading on Substack how that location, like a lot of celebs go there to buy books.
Really?
And a lot of them will like order books and then pick them up when they've arrived.
Sure.
And this was amid the Lily Allen hoopla with her new album. And they were saying that, what's his face, David Harbour, is the only celebrity who would use a fake name.
That's funny.
I know.
That's so funny.
Which is funny because I don't think I would recognize him.
No, he's a man.
He's just like, he looks just like a Brooklyn dad. Yeah, like, whatever.
No.
And the fake name he used was Doug Cheese.
Well,
this is high boyfriends are embarrassing discourse, or in this case, husbands, but good for her. Good for her. Have you listened to her album?
Yeah, I was a little stubborn about getting to it just because I'm sort of like, I feel like I know what's waiting for me, but I was like, I don't need to. But then I listened. I was like, oh, this is awesome and beautiful.
I love Lily ever since the beginning. This took a while to grow on me. I had to listen to it a couple times. I thought it was like a little corny, to be honest.
Well, I mean, she's...
Yeah. It was like a little bit like, is this a musical soundtrack? It's like kind of like a rock opera when you just like sing your thoughts.
I see that, but I kind of like that.
Yeah.
It was like, Brat has many sons. And the way that Brat is so... We will be seeing Brat in music for the next 10 years. Yeah. We're already heavily seeing it now. I don't think there are any parallels between Brat and this new Lily record, but it is conversational in the way that you would text your friends. And I think it works for this because it's like she's going through an infidelity ? And then a breakup. Like,
it sounded like I had to, upon my second and third listen, because at first I was like, what are you on about? And then like my second or third listen, I was like, oh, so he coerced you into an open marriage and he didn't want to have sex with you. And you obviously like wanted to engage in all those fantasies with him, but he didn't want you. He wanted so, oh, that's sad. That sucks. Mm-hmm. Like, that's horrible.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh, condolences, but
I was being stubborn about it, but I think it's a really solid album. I just think it's like sonically beautiful.
That was the thing. I was kind of like, it felt a bit rushed.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she recorded it like 2 years ago.
Really?
Like 18 months ago at least.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I read something. It sounded a little bit like an urban myth that like she recorded it in 10 days.
I could have been wrong about it. It could have been a year ago, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that too.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not, but it felt a little rushed to me.
I like that though. Like it's like a capsule.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're like in the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Thank You Next. my one reference. Did you listen to the new Rosalía?
Not yet. That just came out like yesterday.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet.
I listened to it this morning. It's so beautiful. I feel like that Drag Race, because she's singing in like 13 languages.
Yeah.
I feel like that Drag Race meme that's like, I don't know what the hell she's saying, but girl, I am living. Yeah. It's very me in bed this morning.
Yeah. I like listening to music in different languages.
I don't.
Well, it's also like, it's a way for me to learn the language too. Yeah. You know, for all the talk of like Duolingo and whatnot, it's like, you really just have to immerse yourself in things.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my mom saying that when she moved, because she was born in Korea and then they moved to Argentina for a few years when she was a teenager, and then they moved to the States. So English is her third language. And when she was learning English when she was a teenager, she's like, I just watched Sesame Street. It helped a lot. Mm. I was like, aw. So you got to immerse yourself.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Music in other languages isn't my default, but I will happily listen to it. I loved Motomami. And I think that actually opened the door for me to be like, put down the English. Like, don't be afraid. So, yes.
Well, English is very limiting. We don't have a lot of words for so many emotions, apparently.
But we then have 10 words for the same thing, all spelled differently and sounding the same.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Hmm.
What's the deal? What are you guys up? What are you doing?
How'd this happen?
I guess we can talk about this. So we went to a, me using air quotes, dinner by one of our favorite brands, Vacation, who are, I don't know if we can say this yet, but
they were previewing something. They're previewing a new product. I don't think we should talk about this at all yet.
Really?
Yes. We were invited to a dinner with Vacation that was previewing something coming.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it wasn't a dinner at all.
It wasn't a dinner. New York City, the only city in the world where you can get invited to a VIP dinner with no food. It was fun, though. The Vacation always throws a great party. It was Hot Carlos, Carlos did the fragrance for Vacation. Yeah, yeah,
he's their fragrance partner.
With Rodrigo, who was also there. It's always like a buddy comedy with them in the best way. So it's always great to connect with them and just chat through everything. It's also so funny. I had one of those sort of surreal New York moments where I was just looking at Rodrigo talking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you are one of the most famous contemporary perfumers.
Yeah.
We have, and also one of the most prolific, like, you do everything and we have so much access to you.
Yeah,
like, that's the second goddamn time I've seen him in a month, you know. It's like, this is so cool, and he's such a real person, you know.
Yeah.
And he finally knows who I am. It's great.
He's a great chat, and he's so funny to talk to because he has these little Rodrigo-isms where we'll be talking about, you know, I'll ask him, how's it going at Givenon, and blah blah blah, and then he'll tell me things, but like in a way of implying don't repeat this, or like, mm-hmm. don't tell anyone. He's like, do not call me. It's so cute.
He's so funny. I'm like, you're telling the wrong person.
I know. I was like, I am a member of the press. Do not say anything.
I sit in front of a mic every weekend. God damn it. No, that was very cool.
It's so cute.
So actually what they are, is it for holiday?
I have no idea. They actually did not say
the
launch date.
Well, keep an eye out. There's something very cool coming. That's all we can say.
But it was the first time I visited Le Bain and the Standard, which, like all larger than life concepts, is always smaller in real life than you think it is.
Have you been to the Boom Boom Room?
No.
Okay.
That's the bigger one.
Yeah. Then. That feels very like, wow.
That's the one New I thought York. We were going to.
Yeah. Well, I think Le Bain is on top of the Boom Boom Room.
Okay. Whatever, man.
I know.
I don't.
It was cute, though.
I don't get clubbing. That's what's wrong with me.
Well, so the dinner was from 8 to 10.
Yeah.
And then the after party was at 10.
Yeah.
And I got the invite and I was like, 10 o'clock?
I know.
Like, what?
It was a Thursday. I guess that's like a going out night.
Yeah. Well.
You know what it is? I don't like the music the DJs play.
Hmm.
Everyone is just like, these are great. These are great DJs. This music's so good. And I'm like, what is good? Like, what is considered good club music? Because I don't like any of it.
Right.
And I used to go clubbing in like the early 2010s, which I guess was like the indie sleaze era.
Sure.
So maybe that's just like too niche and too imprinted in my brain. But I was like, what is this?
I feel like I have truly had so few actual clubbing experiences.
Well, somehow all my friends became DJs over COVID. So.
Well, true. I mean, being, not that they don't have clubs in the Midwest, but I don't know. I was just always working in a bar.
Yeah.
And it's not like Madison, Wisconsin is like the clubbiest place in the world. So I don't know. I feel like that's a blind spot for me, but I'm going to let it. I don't need to become a club kid at 38 years old. Thank you very much. So,
You know, I would if it was fun. That's the thing.
True.
Make clubbing fun again.
We also went to a Jones Road Bobby Brown event.
That was cute.
Right before. Well, I crashed it. You were invited.
Well, that was another thing. They were like, bring a friend. I was like, okay.
Fine. That was cute.
I went because I wanted to smell their fragrances.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. The fragrances.
It came in a little holiday set.
But the way I have them, but I didn't look in them yet. Are they body are they like body washes or like EDPs?
No, it's EDPs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where are they at? Okay. Okay. Jones Road. I've only used the brand by way of Sable. And I don't really think I'm the Jones Road consumer, but it was cool to be there, see the whole collection, meet the team. Bobby V. Brown herself was there, which is cool.
Yeah.
I will say that slapping on a drugstore mascara in front of Bobby Brown is a humbling experience.
But that's the funniest thing. I was like, we're going to a makeup event. They're going to have makeup at the makeup event.
I know, but I didn't want to be the guy crashing the party then just being like, do you also have mascara for me? Like,
they did.
They did.
They did indeed. But it was a cute little holiday cocktail, and then you could shop their holiday sets, which is honestly why I was there, because I do like their makeup. Like, I've always liked Bobby Brown's makeup because the formulas are just really good.
Yeah.
And I remember this was like maybe 2021 or so. She did a masterclass class for the company masterclass, and I ghost wrote the workbook for it.
Oh, cool. That's so cool. Actually.
Yeah. And I went to her studio that she has in New Jersey. She has a whole setup there. Like, her whole HQ is in, I think, Montclair, New Jersey. Maybe it's not Montclair, something else with an M. And she has a makeup studio. She has a photo studio. I think her and her husband have hotels. They own a hotel.
What?
The George.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know they owned George.
I know.
That's so cunty.
I know. And at the time when she was doing the masterclass, Jones Road had not launched yet.
Really?
But she was using the Jones Road products. And then they're like, we can't say what the product is because it's embargoed.
Wow.
And at the time I was wondering, I was like, I wonder if she's going to do another makeup line, because her Estee Lauder non-compete had not expired yet. They had timed it so that it would launch by the time it expired. And I was like, oh, that's so clever.
Smart.
And now it took off, apparently. Jones Road is just like insanely successful. And it's funny because it's like the same concept, really, as the original Bobby Brown cosmetics.
Just way easier to wear, right?
Just it's way
like,
easier
I
to
feel
wear.
Like it's much more versatile, less about coverage, more about sort of just like light and dimension.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And ease of use.
That's her whole thing, is just like enhancing stuff.
Yeah.
Some of her makeup isms are a little bit too prescriptive for my taste,
sure.
Where she'll say, this looks good, this doesn't look good. Mm. And I'm like, don't say that.
No.
Like, let's reframe that.
Right.
But it's what the people want.
Yeah.
They want to look like themselves, but enhanced. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's how the majority of people wear makeup. So I guess that's why it works. But the formulas are just really good.
I think Bobby Brown doing another brand at the time she did it. And she's obviously very much ingrained in the brand, but not naming it after herself and going a sort of different route with it. You know,
it's a little like, it's adult, but it doesn't look as serious as Bobby Brown.
Exactly. It's also like, it doesn't feel like, I'm going to get shot for saying this. It doesn't feel like Jared Blandino doing Two-Face and then doing
Polite Society.
Polite Society, sinister company. That just feels like a rehash, you know?
Agree.
Jones Road feels like, I did the makeup company and now I'm going to do something really easy and fun and contemporary.
It's funny because it's like kind of basically the same thing, but just it's got a refresh. It moved to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Jones Road reads very West Coast to me for some reason. It's like more laid back and chill. And Bobby Brown's very like, I'm a New York woman and I have a job and I wear pantyhose.
Yeah. Like, Bobby Brown feels like the weekday and Jones Road feels like the weekend.
Mm, agree. You know? That's a good way to put it. They have three fragrances.
Are these out?
Yeah, they're out.
Okay.
They're out now. Are they're on their Instagram.
Okay.
Would I lie to you, the world?
No, but you would break an embargo. These are nice.
They're nice. Shower. It's funny because they're not at all what I expected them to be.
No, not at all. But I like them quite a bit. Shower isn't what you would think in a good way.
Because I would imagine like soapy, like laundry detergent, fresh or aquatic.
There's a little soapy aquatic in there, but it's like, it's not so literal and sterile.
It's a little green, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And a little sweet.
Yeah. It's like fresh, a little like a zesty green.
En Route is the second one. I like this, but it smells just like sunscreen. So I guess that's why I like it. It's not a butt.
It does sound like sunscreen. I wonder why it's called En Route.
Because you're en route to vacation.
Okay.
And I love
Brooklyn.
This.
With no vowels.
Yeah. I love this label. It's like a gray, dirty white. That's so cool. Brooklyn. That's nice, I think.
Yeah. I think I liked Brooklyn the best. Yes. It's like a smoky woody.
And peppery.
Peppery. Yeah. Yes.
It's nice.
I like them. I do wonder if these are limited edition or if they're going to be in the permanent collection. I remember Bobby Brown did do a fragrance called Beach ages ago that did also just smell like sunscreen. So I was like, of course Jones Jordan would do fragrances.
I think they said that one is already out. And then the other two are only in this set.
Oh.
I could be wrong. Cool. But I believe that's what she told me.
Gatekeep away.
Yeah. Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay. I smell like a brand that is new to me because I received the discovery set. Fabrica della Musa Dynasty.
What?
Well, Dynasty is the name of the fragrance. And the brand is called Fabrica della Musa. Never heard of them. But they gave me a fragrance set. I was like, cool. This was my favorite of the bunch. And I don't know if I don't like when I get got in ways that I would get got in the sense that they're like, this is the scent that's about Asia.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I just didn't expect that to be what you were going to say.
I mean, it's called Dynasty, which fun fact, my mom heard the name Sable on the soap opera Dynasty in the 80s, and that's why I'm named Sable.
Oh, funny. That's so cool.
I know, it's really funny.
I didn't know that.
Now everybody knows it. It's hard to describe. It is like, I don't want to say, not the O word. It's an ambery floral.
Okay.
And there's something very resinous and golden about it, but also glassy and round. I love, you know me, I love when fragrances are round.
You love when anything is round.
I know, it's true. I love the orb shape. They call it the legacy of silk and spices, which, okay. So they call it bergamot, ginger, mandarin, melon. Oh, melon, that's what I'm smelling. Orange, cypress, tea, neroli, jasmine, magnolia, lavender, patchouli, sandalwood, ambrox, cinnamon, cashmere wood, nutmeg, and musk. So it's
wait, can we smell it on you? Oh, wow.
It's like kind of like all of the popular notes in one. They call it a zesty neo-fougere. Neo-fougere is interesting. I feel like people are really stretching these terms like fougere and chypre.
Nothing needs anything.
Yeah, anymore. Like they're really just being like, it's this. I'm like, well, then it's just a different thing altogether.
Yeah.
I still forget what fougere and chypre mean all the time. But it's a very pretty scent that reminds me of, I feel like this is like a bygone era when you would have the glass cabinet of all your fancy breakables.
Yeah.
Which I suppose in parlance would be called a china cabinet, which I don't like, but fine. It's where all the fine china is. Why do they call it china?
I don't know.
I should look that up. But it just reminds me, because it's so glassy and like it has like that like kind of glassy texture. I think of that, of just like very fine wares in beautiful, I don't know, beautiful porcelain.
It's way like brighter and juicier on the blotter, and on you it's way warmer in a way that I like it on you more. I
think the dry
really
down nice, gets warm and spicy, which is nice.
Okay.
But it's really pretty.
It is quite pretty.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway.
How'd you find out about this brand?
It's funny because their PR pitched me a different fragrance. And I was like, that sounds great. Please send it. And then they were like, of course, we would also love to send you discovery sets from these two other brands we rep. And I was like, cool. And then they sent me a box with two discovery sets from mystery brands, this one included. And not the perfume that they said they would send, but a keychain.
What?
Of the perfume. Like, what? Like it was like a little merch thing.
What was the perfume?
It's called Chambre 52.
Okay.
And the keychain is cute. It's like an oversized little hotel kind of keychain that looks like a little tassel.
Yeah.
That's oversized. But I was just like, did you hit the wrong button? Or like,
right.
I was like, and then I didn't want to say anything because I was like, I don't know if you meant to do this.
Yeah.
But okay. But I was like, cool, well, thanks for the discovery. That's
wait, that exact thing happened to me with the fragrance I'm wearing today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I'm wearing Tonka Cola by Mancera.
Ooh.
And I think I was just you know that I love like a cola note in fragrance.
Yeah.
And I think I was just like looking around for some and I saw this one from Mancera, and we love Mancera.
Yeah.
We have a direct line to them. So I was like, you know what? Let me use my powers for evil here. And so I emailed Emma, shout out, and Emma from Your Parfums. And she was like, yeah, of course. And then she was like, what about these other scents? I think they're very you. And I was like, yeah, send them all. I opened the box. There's every scent that she mentioned except Tonka Cola. Oh, and I was like, okay, ooh, you know, maybe it's coming in a separate, yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah. So I waited. And then I finally was like, hey, thanks so much for all the fragrances. Yeah. Just want to follow up. And so it was just a cute mishap. But anyway, it showed up finally. And I love cola fragrances because they're sort of different interpretation of all the shit I already like. I'm talking like cinnamon, clove, caramel, you know, vanilla.
Yep.
But shot through this cola lens. Mm-hmm. And this is, and I also really like Mancera because they do gourmands really well. They're just so sort of strong and bold. So I was really interested to see what their take on this would be. And I love it. It's really quite nice. I mean, I think it's right in the middle of a literal take on cola and then building it out to be a fine fragrance. Mm-hmm. I keep sort of asking myself, if I didn't know the name, the concept, like what would I get from this? Would I get cola? Would I get something else? Because, well, why don't you tell me?
Oh no, that definitely smells like cola.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beefy. It's cola.
It smells like a flat cola because you get a lot of the sweetness.
Mm-hmm. Like the syrupiness.
It does, yeah. And I obviously it's because you've been wearing it for a little while. But when I think of cola, it has to have like that effervescence.
Yep. Top notes are Sicilian lemon, nutmeg, cinnamon stick, black cherry. Heart notes are fizzy cola, Indonesian patchouli, and orange flower. And the base is Brazilian tonka beans, balmy benzoin, labdanum, and powdery vanilla. I get all of that in a really nice symphony of cola, but I think the thing that I also get is a pretty heavy patchouli note, which, you know, is not my style, but it doesn't bother me because it just sort of gives this more dimension than, because I think the cola note is pretty specific and pretty sharp, but then it builds sort of more of a world around it that does make it read like a perfume.
Yeah.
And I quite like it. I don't know. I was just like, this is one that I was like, don't fuck this up for me. And
is it a new one?
2022. So no.
Oh, okay.
More recent, but not new. I love it.
It's nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
Also, pointing at you, you texted me months ago a cola fragrance.
Oh, I did.
You were at Stell.
Yeah. What was it?
Far be it for me to remember. It was called...
I remember texting you this and I don't remember what the fragrance was.
Izu. Oh, here it is. Is the perfume brand called Voyager?
I think so.
Voyager.
I think so.
The scent is called Star Trails.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Coca-Cola, lime, anise, cinnamon, geranium, amber, cedar, and violet. I finally smelled this 2 weeks ago. It is so good.
It's really good.
It is so good.
Yeah.
And it's only $100.
Yeah. Wow. Unexpected.
I might fuck around and buy that.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, affordable queen.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That is affordable.
There I was at Stell. And I remembered you texted me this, so I tracked it down. And man, is it satisfying. I think that might be an even more literal take on cola. I need to wear it on skin to actually answer that question. But so nice.
Yeah.
So really exciting. Really exciting stuff happening in the cola fragrance world. I want to talk about this.
Oh my God. So it's apparently some sort of centennial anniversary.
I think it's
125.
Before us today sits a bottle of Shalimar, but not just any Shalimar, a new version.
100 years of Shalimar. It's 100 years old.
Shalimar.
She's a centenarian.
Yes. Shalimar was famously the first, well, they call it the first vanilla fragrance. And they reinvented it for the 125th.
Yep. Hasn't This is not the first flanker of Shalimar, though.
No. But this is sort of
another.
Just another flanker. I think Honorine did this one. I could be wrong.
No, Delphine Shulk.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she does all the girl on.
Yes, perfumes. You're right. Yeah, they did. Do we know what this is actually called?
L'essence.
Shalimar L'essence is meant to.
It's just like vanilla.
Bring the original formula and make it a little bit more suited to today's consumer.
Okay. I have not smelled the original. Guerlain did send me, along with the L'essence, the modern original Shalimar, which obviously the formula has changed over 100 years, of course. I'm sure they've changed
the formula like 100 times.
But like, it smelled, the original Shalimar just, it smells so like old.
Yeah, it smells heavy and heady.
And not, it's not.
So
I don't like.
I have smelled, it is hard to say like what version of it I've smelled. Okay. I've smelled the quote unquote original, but original to whose standards, I don't know. When I wrote this thing that still hasn't come out for Paper Magazine.
Interesting.
I wore it for that. Yeah. And I will say that the original that they sent along with this was, you could tell that they were different, but still the same. Mm-hmm. But again, heavy, heady, patchouli, vanilla, eek.
It smells just like really old traditional French perfumery, which is like, ugh.
Yeah, it's that. But then this one, the L'essence, it's meant to sort of take that into today.
Yes.
I was shocked by how much I really like this.
It's so much softer, a bit more powdery. I mean, like, I guess very, very much so more powdery compared to the original.
Yeah.
But softer.
Yeah. It's like they
took... More vanilla.
It's like they took everything that made Shalimar feel so like old and heavy out of it, but still kept the original idea. It's lovely. Yeah.
It kind of seems like... It's almost like they polished up the original and they took off all the... I don't know why in my brain I'm thinking of when you clean your shower head and you remove all the lime and rust from it.
Yeah. No,
like,
really though.
The original was like kind of abrasive to me.
Yeah.
And a bit like acrid and acidic and just like...
Yeah.
Ugh.
I want to say I like the original, but what I think I'm trying to say is that I appreciate it.
I wore it the other day on skin, like on a wrist, just because I was like, well, maybe the dry down gives you a better... clear picture of what it, and like, no, it's it just smells like old stuffy old lady perfume. I hate this.
Well, I was impressed by this because I sort of got the vibe before I wore it that they were just going to make this some sort of version of an Eau Fraîche or something.
Yeah, like, that's what I thought. It would be kind of like an Eau Fraîche.
But
it's not.
It's not. It's, I know this is contradictory, but it's like they took everything heavy out of it without making it any lighter.
Yes.
You know?
Agree.
Like, I put it on and I was like, oh, wait. This does make sense. And this does feel like something for the 2025 consumer without trying to be like the fucking Y2K Gen Z version of it. You know what I mean?
Agree.
I think.
Because there is something that smells sort of vintagey about it, but in a fresh way.
Yes.
Oh, it's also, it's an intense as well.
Really?
So Shalimar L'essence Intense. That's funny. Celebrates vanilla in every form. So Delphine Shulk has added Madagascan vanilla tincture stemming from Guerlain's ancestral know-how to the ethyl vanillin found in the original. They have bergamot. They have a floral heart. Okay, just say floral heart. Rose absolute, iris, amber. They keep it a little broad. And then musks.
Okay. That tracks, though.
That tracks. No, that's accurate. But they seem to really be leaning on the vanilla.
Well, it's a vanilla.
Yeah, it is very vanilla. It's vanilla in like a pretty powdery way. It's not vanilla in a desserty way to me.
Sure. I was nervous about it because I was, you know, not that I feel any allegiance to Shalimar, but I was like,
I was curious about it because I've not smelled the original Shalimar.
So that surprises me.
I don't like it.
Oh.
Well, I kind of knew I wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I don't need to.
I think if a listener is curious about this one, I would definitely say it's certainly worth going out and having a smell.
Yes, I agree. But when I got it and I sprayed it, I was immediately like, oh, this smells so much like El de Lolita from Lolita Lempicka, aka the mermaid scent from Lolita Lempicka.
Oh.
So El de Lolita, it's like a horizontal heart-shaped bottle that looks like it has golden fishing net coral texture, like a little collar, and it has a dangly teardrop Crystal.
It's got bag charms before bag
it's
charms.
It's got were bag thing. Charms. It was launched in 2006. I'm reading this off of Fragrantica, so you got to take it with a grain of salt. Oh no, they call it an Oriental vanilla.
Of course they do. Fragrantica's canceled.
No. They call out bitter orange, bergamot, cinnamon, immortel, musk, vanilla, tonka bean, and sandalwood. Sure, I guess. We'll never know because it's discontinued. But they had four of these.
Hmm.
So this one also had flankers. And they all look like these oceany mermaidy jewels, which I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this doesn't smell like that to me.
Well, okay. I have a bottle that I got on eBay.
Yeah.
And granted that this was launched in 2006, that means the oldest this bottle would be what, like 19 years old.
Yeah.
And
you can tell it's oxidized.
Yeah. Well, like the bottle in all the press photos, the juice in all the press photos is blue. The juice in here is amber color.
Oh, wow.
So that's like a dark oxidized. Amber too. Yeah. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. All perfumes do this. No, they totally. All macerate. But when I saw that, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But it's the spicy vanilla aspect of it. Mm. Obviously the Chalamar L'Essence, because it's a new bottle, will smell better.
Yeah.
With all vintage perfumes or all of my eBay finds, if they're from the early 2000s, they do have that kind of diluted alcohol-y kind of scent to them because they're old.
Yeah. I don't know. Next to each other, they don't smell the same, but I kind of might prefer Lolita.
Yeah.
We should do an episode on all of your eBay finds.
We should.
Yeah.
The Elder Lolita is a little bit fresher, and then the Chalamar one is obviously more powdery and full. Yeah. But it was interesting how immediately I was like, oh, like that's my immediate recognition that I get. Interesting. Hmm. It's a ambery vanilla. I wonder why they went in that direction. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? It's funny. I don't really wear the Lolita one, but I like collecting all the bottles.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Chalamar. We wanted to do our...
A little gift guide.
Annual cute little gift guide before shopping season finally hits. We don't really care what you buy, but if you are into fragrance, there are a couple things that we think you should have an eye on.
Yes.
Both in fragrance and just like, I have a couple of lifestyle ones in mind as well.
Wait, can I go first? Because I feel like this might cannibalize yours.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay. So one of my picks is the Dead Cool incense. Was that on your list?
It was the first thing.
I knew it. Great minds.
Yes.
So we can clap on that. So Dead Cool just released like the traditional long incense with like the little wooden kind of it's like a tiny corn dog.
Well, they've had it, right? They just expanded it.
No,
I think really?
This is new.
Oh,
yeah, but they each come with the custom little incense dishes.
They don't come with it. You have to buy them.
Okay, they have also released custom incense dishes that are really cute.
They're so cute.
And
but
if you get the pink one,
so. When did you get yours?
A couple weeks ago.
Did I get mine first?
No.
Okay. I am not an incense girl.
I know.
But I saw incense. The tray.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the tray from the side.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it's pink. It's like a glass, but it's like...
Yeah, it's like amorphous and organically shaped. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a blobby shape.
I was like, I can use that as a little trinket tray on my dresser. How cute. Let me get that. And so I had them send that and the mochi milk incense. Because I was like, well, I love mochi milk. Let's see how it performs as an incense. I open the little incense tray that I was so excited about getting. And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I take a look at it. And I was like, no, hold on a minute here.
Yeah.
What would you say it looks like, Sable?
It looks... like a woman.
More specifically,
the part of a woman that people say is the part of the woman. It looks like a vagina.
Yeah.
It looks like a vagina.
I mean, it is. I mean, forgive me, but it has labias and a clit.
Yeah, it does.
I was like, Sable, why does it have a clit?
Literally, the clit is like also where the little incense stick holder is. Which is funny.
I was like, huh.
And I was like, oh, I did not. Wow.
And listen, I'm not trying to be that gay guy. Like, shout out to women, but I was like, oh, cool.
It makes you look like you bought, you know, when people were merchifying all the pussy hat stuff.
Totally.
Like, that's what it just looks like that, like, vagina merch, which I think is so fucking corny.
Right.
And only seems to come in pink, which feels racial. But that's my only gripe with it.
Right. But all that said, it's very cute. Yeah. I'm very stoked to have mine.
I have the blue one.
Yeah.
And it looks like a beautiful ocean wave.
Yeah, true, true.
It looks like an aquatic blobject.
Yeah. But did you say blobject?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's a term.
You have all of the incense.
Yeah. They come right? in taunt, extra milk, and mochi milk.
Yes.
And what they're all... I was honestly surprised at the fidelity to the scent
yeah.
that the incense had. Because normally when you change formats, you have to not sacrifice, but you've got to mod some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it might not smell the same. Also, especially with something you have to light on fire. Yeah. That's kind of smoky.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised at how much the incense does smell like the scent.
Yeah. Sable is much more literate with incense than I am. I'm dipping my toe very slowly into it. So I'll sort of let her speak and all that. But I thought mochi milk incense was lovely.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy burning it. And I think this is a great gift because also these sticks burn for a really long time.
Okay. So I lit one before we started recording. It's been 45 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
And it's still going.
And it's still going. It's still got a ways.
Yeah.
So it's all very affordable. I think it's a really quick and easy gift to get. Both the tray and the incense, I think, run you yeah. $45.
Yeah.
So like, you know.
It's beautiful.
Great.
Yeah.
Love that. We love Deadcool. Oh, I'm going to say this again. Because I've said it every year, but I did post this one time like 2 years ago, and it is, I think, maybe one of the most engaged stories I've ever had. Apparently, you people care. What I think is a great gift would be a candle dome by Luma oh, and Co.
Yeah.
That's Luma and Co. We have so many candles
yeah.
and, you know, I hate when they tunnel. I don't think anyone likes the tunneling candle. It's a waste of your money.
Yeah.
So I started looking around for candle domes and weirdly, they're not easy to find.
Really?
Yeah. Because it has to have a hole on the top because you don't want to snuff the candle.
Yeah.
So really hard to find. Anyway, I found one from Luma & Co. I believe I bought the large, which runs you $95, which is more than I wanted to pay. But it's a beautiful beveled glass. It comes with a base. It fits most, but not all candles. I mean, I think if you have like a typical Boy Smells Diptyque normal jar, you'll be fine. If you have something a little bit more artisanal, glass blown, yep. that's a little thicker, that's a little risky, but they do have an extra large for $250. I don't know why I got such a response to it. I think yeah. many people are looking for something like this. So
I think it's something that exists that solves a common problem, but yeah. nobody knew it existed.
Totally. Well, and it's also, not to say the obvious, but the bevel glass sort of enhances the glow and actually makes yes. it brighter
yeah,
and
yeah.
jewel-like. It's a beautiful piece of design. And if you or your loved ones are real candle heads, I would certainly say check out Luma & Co. I found mine with a quick Google. They're a very small brand. I think this is really sort of all they do. And I love mine. I have it out right now.
Nice.
So we love candles.
You know what? On that tip, I included this in a gift guide I did with Couture. A candle lamp. Warming lamp.
Oh, someone was just telling me yes. about one of these.
And they come in all different price points. Like you can get a really fancy one from Maison Margiela. There's a really cute one from Target for like $30. But it's literally just a tiny lamp that goes over your candle and warms the wax so it liquefies. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to burn the candle, mm-hmm. but it still emits the scent.
And I hear.
And they last, it makes your candle last longer.
That's
too.
What I hear.
Yeah. Which also, they look so cute. There's so many different designs.
Do we need one?
I kind of might, dude. Look at that.
That's
oh my so God. These are cute. So cute. Okay, someone get this for me. It's interesting because I'm seeing all these really cute ones for like $30 at yeah. Target. Then there's one that's like $145. What are
oh my
you
God, that
Byredo
one that's like a contraption and yeah. like a couple yeah. thousand yeah. dollars.
Like why?
Please.
But it's like there's so many different designs that will fit any home aesthetic.
Yeah.
I'm going to get myself one of these.
That is actually yeah. a great idea. Wow. This Candle episode, all we do is give.
It's the title of this episode.
To stay on the candle tip quite quickly, the Green Goddess candle from Flamingo Estate.
You like that one.
Now, if you are in the mood to pussy stunt, I would say to get your loved ones this Flamingo Estate candle. And here's why. I know that Flamingo Estate sort of started the tomato craze, but I think Green Goddess is even better.
Really?
Yes.
Is it like a salad?
Yes.
I think of salad dressing. Green Goddess salad dressing.
Green Goddess is a... Now, why do they include this word? I think we've trudged these steps before. Green Goddess is a fecund celebration of all that bursts...
I'm sorry, fecund?
Uh-huh. Well,
why do they use words?
I don't know. I don't know. Of all that bursts with green, it mingles freshly picked basil, sharp mint, bright pea tendrils, and warm golden ginger. We have talked about this before.
Yes.
It is so good. I know that green herbaceous candles, you know, people do them. But this one, there's, I don't know, mm-hmm. something about it that I'm like, oh, this is the one. It's a great scent for your kitchen.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite candle scents of the year. Not that I'm like a huge candle aficionado. I guess I sort of am, but
you
this,
hate candles.
I do hate. Not anymore.
I've
come around. This one is so beautiful. There's something, candles just don't like smell like this. I think I mean by their fragrance, and also their, it smells so alive. It smells really like a bowl.
A live garden.
Of, yeah, like freshly picked greens. Oh my God, so beautiful.
We'll have to smell
this. They did a candle and a bar soap. I need this to get as big as tomato was. Boo, tomato.
I think tomato as a concept, because it's one thing, is easy. And then it's just like a concept, a garden concept.
But so many tomato scents are the green. They're the tomato leaf. They're not even that far from this.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not
the pulp. You're right. It's the vine.
You know what I mean? So yeah, the Green Goddess from Flamingo Estate got me together.
I do love their candles a lot. They have amazing box sets.
Yes.
Like gift sets.
Yes.
I will say it's scent adjacent because sometimes they do come with a candle in mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. And there are ones that you could just get all candles. But I highly suggest the pantry box sets. Mm-hmm. I got the Japan one. I did ask for it because it had like a bunch of pantry items that are, I'm like, ooh. And it's just like pantry gift, when it's a bunch of pantry items in a gift box. A hamper of stuff. That's a word.
Sure.
It's such a fun gift because I'm pro lots of little things because I think the abundance is very exciting.
It's my nightmare.
I love it. As long as they're all good things.
Yeah.
No gag gifts.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, go to the Flamingo Estate website, look at all their subscription boxes. They're really, really great gifts that honestly, like, probably get for yourself. I'm gonna get it for myself.
I got my mom something, I think for Mother's Day, because, you know, we both be in the kitchen and she really enjoyed it. I have enjoyed everything I've gotten from Flamingo Estate. I don't know why I'm slurring every single word today. What's next for you?
Okay. So next for me is, I feel like every gift guide, not everyone, but I've definitely included stuff from them before in past gift guides, but Canopy just released a bedside air purifier. And it's very compact, so it can sit on your nightstand. And there's a little cartridge for the scent drops. Mm-hmm. It's weird because it looks like a tiny little car air freshener, and then you drip the essential oils on it. I guess it's like an absorbent pad. Hmm. And then you stick it into the cartridge where the air blows out, so it disperses throughout the room. But it's a very cute, cool, effective little bedside air purifier, which I run that shit every night just because my sinuses are bullshit.
You love an air purifier.
Give me the purest air. Like, dude, I live by the... I shouldn't say where I live by. But like, we live in New York City. We're like inhaling gross shit all the time. Now I have two air purifiers. But this one, the way it's designed is that you can sit it up vertically or you can lie it on its side horizontally.
Oh.
And when you do that, you can stack their humidifier on top of it. So like, you can just like... I don't know, like purify the air, humidify the air.
Me not knowing the difference between a purifier and a humidifier.
But I thought that was clever that you can stack them. That's so cool. They're space saving. It's really neat.
Actually, this isn't on my guide, but now it is on that same tip, a Pura.
Yes.
Just buy a Pura.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm
yes,
sorry. Yes. I was the last person to want to come around to it. And when I tell you I am so Pura-pilled, they're so good.
No, I love mine actually.
They're so, what is the actual apparatus? Like $40?
I don't remember. Because there's a single one, there's a double one, there's a quadruple one.
Buy the double if you're going to go in.
I think you should definitely do the double, but if you're going to really ball out.
Okay, it's $49, and then the scents are like $15. And the scents last you a while. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's so fun. The scents are so good. You can program it to like the nth degree. Again, the scents are so affordable. It's just so easy. It's been such a value add to my life and my bedroom. I feel about my Pura the way I feel about my AirPods. If it broke, I would go to the Apple store immediately and buy a new one. I'm like, I'm not playing with you hoes about this Pura. Anyway.
I have mine set to go for 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the evening.
Same.
With
sisters,
different scents.
Same.
And I love waking up and being like, the scent of the morning. It's so nice.
I need to set mine for later, though, because I have mine from like 7 to 9. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice like morning moment. And then 4 to 6. Uh-huh. But I'm never in my bedroom at 4 to 6. I need it from like 10 to 12.
No, I have it from 9 p.m. to midnight.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah. So it's like, go to sleep, girl. Project, get Sable to bed before midnight.
True.
I need to. I don't know if I should. This isn't a gift. I was going to say I'm really enjoying the moon juice magnesium powder because it's been really helpful with my insomnia.
I think that's, yeah.
Is that a gift? It's like, here, take this. Go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Get out of my hair.
I don't think it's like, I mean, like every brand does gifting set shits, I don't know what they've done, but moon juice, the Wellness Girlies brand, they do a cherry magnesium powder.
Okay.
That upon retrospect, it does have a little bit of melatonin in it.
Okay.
But I've tried a lot of these like magnesium sleepy powder things. This one tastes the best.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't taste chalky. They always flavor them in really weird ways that I think it's worse than nothing.
Yeah.
And this one just kind of, it just tastes like cherry candy, honestly. This and also that Agent Natur brand.
Yes.
That gave us the little magnesium packets. Uh-huh. It's like a tiny little Capri Sun that you suck on, but it was like tart cherry as well.
You're supposed to mix them, but I was raw dogging them too.
Oh no, I thought you were just supposed to suck on them.
No, you were supposed to mix them.
No.
You can.
I think you...
because I looked
I was just down the hatch.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have time for this. I got to go to bed.
They're better when you mix them. They're a little jarring when you just suck them off the bone.
It's pretty concentrated flavor, but...
Those knock me out,
yes,
though.
They do.
It's good night, nurse.
Yeah. Honestly, it's like between the two, the Agent Natur ones I think are more effective, but it is a lot more expensive than the moon juice one. But those get my ass to sleep.
Before we go off of candles specifically... If you have a movie person in your life that also likes candles or weird movie merch, I would recommend getting the Begonia candle from the new movie Begonia. I don't know why.
Is it from Joya?
No, it's...
Oh.
Shockingly, no, it's from Focus Features.
Oh.
So whatever the fuck that means. I don't know that this is a movie that I'd want commemorated with a candle in my homosexual home.
They'll do anything now.
It exists, and I think it's just kooky and creepy enough that a true movie head would love it.
What is it meant to smell like?
I'm looking. Radiant honey drenched and deceptively sweet. This blah blah blah. Oh, that's all you're telling us?
Oh.
Jail. Yeah, so that's unsettling and weird, but I think the movie head would like it. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Are you going to?
I don't feel drawn to it.
Okay.
Honestly, I feel like the last couple Yorgos Lanthimos films kind of flopped for me.
I hated Poor Things.
I know you hate that. I actually liked Poor Things. I didn't like
it. I know. I'm the only person on earth that did not like Poor Things.
I didn't love Poor Things, but I enjoyed it.
That made I rage. did you see Kinds of Kindness?
No, but I heard not great things.
It wasn't great, but it was not. I didn't hate it as much as Poor Things. This is good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you have seen it?
Yes.
Okay. So it's good.
Yes.
It's just like, oh, it's the bald Emma Stone movie. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Let her have a facelift. Leave her alone. Okay.
Is that what happened?
I don't know. But she got something lifted.
Did she?
Allegedly. Well, that's what everybody's saying.
Just focus on yourself.
I don't love the discourse of facelifts where if you have a job that's like literally your body and your face, of course you're going to get shit done. That's just like maintenance.
Right.
But then like I've heard a surprising amount of people making it weirdly racial and they're like, everyone's trying to look Asian or like everyone's going to look Asian soon. And I'm like, why is that? What?
Yeah. It's like that one photo of Ariana that everyone said that she was trying to look Asian.
I was like, no.
It's a poorly edited, like, no. Shut up.
It's weird. I'm like, I don't think that's the discourse.
No.
You're making it weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, if anything, like this tells me more about you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think so.
I don't think.
But that has been said in reference to Emma Stone's either, I don't know, blef, fix, I don't know.
Let her get a little zhuzh.
She looks, whatever. Who cares? She's an actress.
Exactly.
I think that's just occupational. It's just occupational maintenance.
Well, it's like, you know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
That's the same. Yeah, exactly.
Like, what do you... You know?
Do not look... Mostly I'm just like, I don't think we should look to celebrities for any moral or political views.
No.
And certainly not for like, you should be the one guiding the beauty standard. Like, no. have an original little thought, please.
No, exactly. They're going to say that she should if she doesn't, and then say she shouldn't have if she did. Local man discovers feminism. Yeah. yeah. Hmm.
And a lot of people have been asking me to write about it. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't have opinions on this.
I also sort of find that editorial tone and tide turning.
Yeah.
Sorry for that embarrassing alliteration on this topic too.
Yeah. But generally speaking, I think the reason everyone's in a tizzy about plastic surgery is because we just keep talking about it. I don't know. Not to be all who cares, but.
Well, because the work is getting better. I think that's cool. Yeah. Like, I mean, I love a good yank, but it's like, why is it so shocking?
That's the thing.
I get why we care. But it's like, what if we just minded our own business?
Well, the thing is, like, this to me just proves all the bypassing we've been doing with, like, body positivity.
Of course.
And I was getting a blowout the other week, and I was chopping it up with a hairstylist. We really hit it off. And he said something that, like, encapsulated a lot of what I've been thinking but haven't been able to put into words, where he's like, we're so quick to celebrate things in lieu of acknowledging them, or before we're able to, like, body positivity. It's like we live in a society, but like, yes, that is like fat phobic. That is very
we live in a society that's fat phobic.
Yes. Yet we're just saying like, love your body, but we're not addressing the fat phobia. Mm. And it's like, this is just like the bypass of it. Mm. So now when everyone's like, oh, here's an easy fix and we don't have to worry about this anymore, it's like, but what about body positivity? And it's like, well, we were never really doing it right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think we were really shouting it as like a band-aid. Mm-hmm. And then now the very, very huge uptake of things like Ozempic just proves that like we were never really invested in it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's like we're not, you're right.
We were using marketing instead of actually getting in there. Really.
Well, yeah, because you're not interrogating or unlearning ever anything.
Exactly.
You're just
putting glitter and gloss on top of it.
Exactly. Yeah. You're buying away your guilt, you know? I'm not trying to sell myself as like the expert here. I am not. No. I'm a skinny white guy.
But it was like a very concise way to put what I was like. Yeah, I think that's.
Say that again.
We're so quick to celebrate things that we refuse to acknowledge.
That I'm going to have to let that one
cook a minute. And I was like, whoa, dude, that's real. Right. And that's why everyone's freaking out about all the plastic surgery now. I will say one thing that I feel like for all the progressiveness that the Gen Zs and the Gen As are, like ageism is like almost more. They like double down on it. And I was like, guys, what do you think happens when you continue to live? What do you think?
Felt that too. Mm-hmm. I hate talking about like millennial Gen Z, like whatever. No, all that
fake.
Shit is so lame
to
me. But I feel like once Gen Z were young adults and they, you know, we started talking about the Gen Z, it became very much millennial versus Gen Z. And I'm like, this is a distraction to be
it's
clear.
It is a distraction.
Y'all are worried about the wrong things. Yeah. If you think that we are fighting each other, we are so much more alike than we are differently.
Agree.
None of us can afford a house.
Agree.
We are all fucked by the same things. I think that we, instead of doing whatever this is, mm-hmm. should realize that we're not going to get through this unless we do it together.
Exactly.
Anyway,
back to the gift card.
Anyways, candles. where was I? I want to rattle off some discovery sets quickly.
Okay. It's a good idea.
The Jill Sonder Discovery Kit.
Oh, that's set. A good one.
Yes. One of my...
I like Kofia.
Yes. What did you say?
I like the Kofia one.
Oh, yes. Discovery set. One of, I think, my favorite releases of the year has been the Jill Sonder fragrance collection. We've talked about them. They're just sort of singular ideas are like... fragrances built around one note with other notes to bolster them up in a really just, I don't know, intelligent, minimal, elevated way. They're so beautiful.
It's very
and
gender.
I think any fragrance lover would really enjoy working their way through these.
Yeah. Do you mean the 10 ml set?
I mean, whatever set you can get that gets you all of them.
Okay.
I'm seeing a couple.
I have the set of all of them in 10 ml.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah. I do too. And they're, that's great. I've been going back to them all year. I think they're certainly some of my favorites of the year. Another discovery set I think anyone would love would be the Denom Collection 1 or Collection 2. Those are so lovely. And the experience is great too, because it comes with the pamphlet, really sort of educating in storytelling about each of the scents. That's so the perfect sort of companion piece to it, to learn and smell. I love them. I think you get 8 in each discovery set.
Oh, wow.
You get a ton.
It's the whole collection.
The whole collection.
Of that, yeah.
In there, of which there are two. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So I think any fragrance head would love that. I know I do. Mm-hmm. And then finally, this is not exactly a discovery set, but it is a holiday set. Mm-hmm. They are from our friends, DS and Durga. It's called The Singles. Ooh. I went to their pop-up.
Yes. It was a while ago.
It was last weekend.
Oh, I'm thinking of the holiday event. The press preview.
Oh, no. I went to the holiday pop-up. Where is it?
It's like Atlantic Ave.
Yeah.
Down in Brooklyn.
It's not in Cobble Hill.
Close to.
Okay.
Close to.
It's there.
Down there.
And I was actually this... Because, you know, when holiday sets and discovery sets are all best sellers, which makes sense.
Of course. But they're 7 ml bottles, which is, again, I'm reminded that they don't do 10 ml mm-hmm. bottles.
But what I think about is interesting about this is there are some usual suspects, but then there are some not. So you get, I don't know what, because of course, you get Debaser, which thank God. And then it starts to get a little weirder. You get Cowboy Grass, which is part of their core, so fine. Mm-hmm. You get Amber Kiso, which I was not expecting. Uh-huh. And then you get Durga, which I believe is their gold label.
Yeah. It's their like premium label.
So this is a really, really solid set. You get a nice fill weight for each of the samples. I was pretty shocked and impressed by this. This does run you $150, but a perfume lover or yourself would really, really enjoy these. So go shop our friends at DS and Durga. They've also got a really exciting something coming on Black Friday. I don't think it's been announced yet. They had a poster of it up.
Yeah. Oh.
I was talking to Kavi and I was like, oh, wait, I don't know that. And she was like, that's not supposed to be up. And I was like, okay, anyway.
That's funny. Maybe not discovery, but Arkiste has released 30 ml bottles, little chiquitos of all of their fragrances, and I think they're so cute. They're
so cute,
and it's a cute way, honestly, to just get a nice chunky dose mm-hmm. of your favorite Arkiste perfumes. If maybe you're like, I don't want to commit to like 100 ml,
yep.
get a couple of them.
They're I so mean, cute. That's certainly not anything to turn your nose up at, though. No. Like that's a solid. Yeah,
30 ml is solid. Mm-hmm. It'll take you a long time to get through that.
Really will.
You can get Tynan's favorite, A Grove by the Sea.
Hey.
My favorite, Architects Club. I also like Indigo Smoke and Poe, but yeah, they're all great.
I got Indigo Smoke from the event. I'll just give it to you.
I already have a bottle of it.
Oh. Well, I'll keep it. I have a couple that are non-fragrance, but should still be on the gift guide.
Okay.
Well, I'll give you one guess what I'm going to say. Oh. Let's give it up for the Ciclar body washes.
I was actually going to say a Ciclar set.
Absolutely.
Yes. You should get someone like the whole suite of a fragrance, yes. like the body wash, the body lotion.
The in-shower body oil.
They're doing deodorants now.
Yes. Yeah. So good. My personal favorites are Sacred Santal, which rewired my brain.
Yep.
There's Vanilla Verve. Everyone likes vanilla, get a Vanilla Verve. Yep. It's great. It's a parallel to Vanilla Skin from Fleur or Vanilla Sex from Tom Ford, as I always say. And then Crescent is another favorite of mine. So those are bangers.
Nice.
Along those same lines and same price point, this is actually unscented, so sorry, but the Salt Air body gel, it's like in hyaluronic acid. It's new. It's in a big green jug.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm not a body lotion person. This is a true clear gel. It is so good.
Yeah.
You get a shit ton of it, and I don't like it. This is going to sound stupid, but follow me. It like makes your skin feel noticeably softer and smoother immediately and all day.
Is it one of those AHA ones?
No, I think it's just a hyaluronic acid balm.
Oh.
It's so good.
Great.
And it's like dirt cheap, especially for the fill weight again. Yeah. So cannot go wrong with that. Just get it for yourself. Who cares?
Yeah.
And then finally, the last thing on my gift guide, which is the furthest from fragrance, but I'm obsessed with it, is my Beast Blender.
Oh. Okay.
I got one of those Instagram blenders that is sort of a...
Like a bullet blender?
It's like a Glossier bullet.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a sexy.
Okay.
So good.
Cute.
It's like a little, I got the biggest, or not the biggest one. I got maybe the medium or the big. I think actually, who cares? But I got the set and it was like a little over 200. But yeah, it's essentially like a.
Oh, it's cute.
It is cute. They come in a bunch of colors.
Yeah.
Every morning when I get home from Pilates, I make a protein shake. And it's just nice. So nice to like not have to get my big fat ass Vitamix out.
Yeah.
And then have that to wash, and then the glass. It's all compact.
Yeah.
And then you take the blender attachment off and put the straw attachment on.
Yeah,
and then you drink it out of it. It's great. I know it's like
I have a Nutribullet that's a similar system like that, but this is much more aesthetic.
Yes, new version of an old idea, but it's so good. I love it, and it looks cute in my kitchen, and I don't have to lug it around every morning. It's great.
Yeah, I haven't used my... I mean, it's too cold. Like, smoothie season is over in my house.
Not to me.
But I always have frozen food in my fridge. Yeah. So, like, whenever I want to, I can.
You're a hot drink person.
I'm a hot bev person.
I'm a cold drink person.
According to TCM, we should only be drinking hot. Well, women especially.
Why?
Because it's balancing and soothing for your insides. Mm. Also, apparently, they've debunked cold plunges for women. They're like, women, don't be cold.
They need to debunk that for everyone.
Yeah. But. Something about how men... bodies process cortisol. Men's bodies process cortisol quicker, allegedly. And then women, it takes more time, so we're just going to be stressed out more longer.
None of us have any testosterone anymore, apparently. Yeah, so
apparently what's going on, guys?
We're cooked. Yeah.
Something that I want someone to get me is a fancy matcha set. the end. One fancy matcha set, because that shit's expensive. Yes. I think there's a huge matcha craze now, and that's just a great gift that I think would please a lot of people. Also, there's so many vendors now. Mm-hmm. I ended up falling into an Instagram Reels hole of this girl who just goes to Japan to visit the farms where she gets her matcha, and she's a YouTuber who has a matcha brand now.
Oh, crazy.
Called Nami.
Okay.
And she's super cute, and I was just like, wow, what a... amazing life you lead. just going to Japan to visit the matcha farms. What a life. Props to YouTubers. I could not be doing all that.
No.
Don't perceive me. I don't want to talk at you at a camera. Mm-mm. I don't know. My friend Christine, who's a prolific YouTuber, was like, you should do it. It's really easy. And I was like,
I would love to edit, but I don't want to be on screen.
You like editing?
I love editing.
Mostly, I'm just like... I think it seems fun because I'm watching people do cool things. And I'm like, that seems fun. And then, the reality is, like, if you want to recreate this, like, then you have to book the trip and you have to spend the money. Mm-hmm. But sure, obviously, you know, if you do it well enough, people will just send you places. But
right.
Am I dedicated enough? I don't know. I don't know what I would say, but get me a matcha set. The end.
What are we at?
120.
Oh, God. Okay. We got to wrap this shit up.
We got to wrap it up.
Well, happy holidays.
Happy today.
And if you're not shopping for anyone else, then buy something nice for yourself.
Always buy something nice for yourself.
Exactly.
Always treat yourself. We have one goddamn life. Exactly. Treat yourself. God damn it.
Can't take it with you.
Cannot. But I would be curious what people's go-to fragrance gifts are.
Mm, same.
Because I'm nosy. I like to know.
Just scare the shit out of me.
Oh my God. It's probably Exterminator. Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening. Please leave us 5 stars wherever you can and a lovely comment on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Visit our website, smellyoulater.live, where you can find our cute and cozy merch, which, by the way, also makes a great gift.
Mm, tea.
Tea. You can leave us a voicemail or a voice note on our hotline. Follow us on Instagram. We're at smellyoulater.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.